Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Giuliano. Power.
The Edge. And the lovely Sugar Brown.
Ooh, the best thing for life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh.
Paper, please.
Ooh, this ain't the best thing for life or
free. So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper,
all plastic. Yeah, paper, please. I'm the best thing since MC Light. Lyrics rerunning your mind. DJ's gotta play me twice. Nice. Back to back, let me make an impact with my raw flow, like you know the bread wet. Lauryn Hill flow for the miseducated. Black and white issues, so we still segregated. But I keep my views separated. It could all be so simple, but ignorance is complicated. I know you hate it when I spit the truth, cause all we hear about is money, bitches in the coop. Mentally I cruise, flow's elevated. Mandated cause these flows so outdated. A young mind still trying to make it, but distracted by sex, ads, and big faces. Well, it's the basis, living for no reason. If Dr. King was a nigga, he'd still be breathing.
Ooh, cause they're the best things in life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah. Moments of silence, one for religion and the other for politics. But damn, we need three for the violence, the hatred in our nature, and everybody's wildest. The letters profiling, every picture smiling. This life is fixed for the powerful and rich. And what about the war that benefits real the men, but they don't get shit except for the press. Or mentally insane. If you go away, change, how can you come back the same? You playing, but your focus ain't the game. You're in it to conquer, while I'm in it to reign. My reign's buried, lyrically I'm buried. You can't rush creativity, so I don't hurry. My vision's blurry, focus on my movement. Like the Nike slogan, I just do it.
Ooh, this ain't the best thing for life or free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah,
oh,
paper, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look around, where you going? You say that time is running out. 2012 is in, so what are you all about?
Well, good evening. That's Rob Wilson. I mean, that's DH the Hitmaker. She was on my show about 3 weeks ago. Tonight, this is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. And tonight I want to talk about Be Wisdom and the publishing that we're opening up. But I also want to talk how Be Wisdom also promotes other people's books and other things. And then Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. That is an absolute opening out of your innovation. I really chose to take a path of opening people's way to see their innovation, because the world is really, really asking for your innovation to expand us out of this, because we've cut and we've done so much disorganizing, but we've also outsourced everything. And that's what really Cowboy Wisdom and Be Wisdom Radio is all about. And I also have a show on the SOP Radio Network. But what this is about, and this is my soulful journey through life, is to expand the innovation in people and let them have a source where they can go and listen with a vision, and they can open out a vision, and they can enjoy their vision for the next 30 minutes while they're on this show. And tomorrow night I have a country western singer by the name of Angie Woods, and she's had a real, real challenging life, but she's expanded through it. But what I really am opening out to here is people living their desired life, because the world has taught us to live inside a cloning that was done through a real stealth manipulation of the powers to be. And I'm really talking about the real powers of the world. And I shouldn't, but it's like the Bilderbergers, the Council of Foreign Relations, and the Federal Reserve, and Bilderbergers. And them are the ones that are really, and the Trilateral Commission, and all this. They really, really ingrained the system to make us a business-oriented system. And the stealth powers of the world, they make money off of war and the manipulation. And this world has been 40 years we've been in the control and in the manipulation of OPEC. And if our senators and congressmen were really, really ready to do this, and expand the world, wouldn't we have an energy policy getting us away from fossil fuels? Because we ain't moved forward since 73 when I graduated from high school. I am 55 years old. And I've watched the manipulation for the last 40 years with nothing happening except our freedoms and our innovative wit have been diminished, because we fell into a societal grip of allowing business to lead the world. Business is just a name on a paper for tax purposes and other things. It's time we step forward and really take the world back through innovation, wisdom, and love. And love is just leisure, it's just a living, you know, love is just what it is. It's being willing to listen to other people and communicate. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Coaching is about. It's about fusing old paradoxes and expanding into new ways. And I got into the coaching field and actually the personal growth field 13 years ago. In 1998, I really started becoming a student. And I fell into the grasp of all I have to do is think it, say it, and it'll come to fruition. And that did not happen for me. What I had to do in the last 2.5-3 years, I finally opened out to something that really expands me. And that is the word expand. And I've learned that a lot of the coaching out there and things are in the drama of life rather than in the expanding of life. And that's what the world is all about. It's expanding that innovation in your inner self. Because as soon as you start looking outside yourself for the icons and all the people to follow, and when you read a book and you read and try to emulate the author, you're actually telling your subliminal that you don't believe in yourself, and you don't trust your abilities. And you believe in what that author is saying, and you really believe then that becomes your belief, which is a false belief. And that is something that this world really ingrains as a false belief. Because people really, really, really want to grasp onto anything but their inner journey. A lot of people are faking it and thinking they're doing it. I did that. I thought I was really expanding, but I was really being in drama. And that is something I've really come to pay attention to, is how I play the drama. And the drama starts with the opening of your eyes. When you first open your eyes, the first question you choose to say is, how will this day be overflowing with opportunities, expanding my wisdom to live and reside in the love of my desired life? The love you want in the world has to start within you. And that's where life is really, really expanded. And the religions of the world are actually a domination and an extension of the self-control. It's when you open up to understand, when somebody's telling you how to live and you're not good enough, they're actually sitting there saying to you that you're not good enough, so you listen to me, give me your money, and I'll do well. And you, all the evangelists on TV are doing quite well. And that's okay because the people are choosing to give it. But however, my question is how does it really work when you sit there for an hour when one of them are telling you how to live and you give them money? If you give me money like they give them, I can live any way I desire to. But that isn't what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about. Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about ingraining your subconscious with a crisp new way to experience life. And everything happens on the subliminal level. The outer level is just a conscious awareness of what it is. However, we're so ingrained in being right, we forget to expand. Because when you have to have a conversation of ideas, nothing happens. It's like the Libyan deal. Everybody is saying Barack Obama handled it wrong. I have no idea. Because I ain't in the mainstream. And the easiest thing to do is fly around the world saying, well, that guy did it wrong. I'd have done it this way. When you're not the one involved in the situation and looking it eye to eye, you really don't know all the circumstances. You're just thinking. And, you know, a lot of people are just trying to say everything's wrong and what they would do. But, however, until you walk in the shoes of the President of the United States, and I'm not a Barack Obama fan. I don't think he's done a very good job. But, however, if I'm looking at the job that Barack Obama did, I'm not looking at my desired life and my desired intentions to expand into them. We get too caught up in looking at what everybody else is doing. And we let go of the focus and we become unfocused in a disingenuous way. And that's what the world is right now, is we're looking for everything that somebody else is doing to say that's wrong and I can do better. But however, if you're just saying something's wrong and not really saying anything, what are you really doing? All you're trying to do is feed your ego and get supporters behind you. You know, the Libyan deal is the Libyan thing is for the Libyan people. But however, who is going to take over? Gaddafi never was any good. He wasn't good clear back when since I can remember. But we always are having these leaders. And how is the leaders of today like the leaders of yesterday? You know, we still have these tyrant, egotistical, arrogant leaders, but yet we think we're advancing in the world. And that's because the people of the world are trying to live inside a condemned and shut down society. And until you open out that innovation within you and you don't care who's ruling the world, you expand into it. And that's the vision of your life, is you don't care who's running the world, because they're going to do what they do. If you're opening your heart, expanding your wisdom, energizing your life, do you really care who's running the world? Because it's like Nathan Rothschild says, I don't care who controls, makes the rules. If I got the country's gold, I got the country. And that is the gold of the world. For you, in your world is your wisdom. And then it's my wisdom. It's about us engaging in everything. That's what life is about. When we fear engaging in something, we fear who we are. And that's what's wrong with the world right now. The difference between wealth and wealthy people and people that are having challenges is the wealthy people don't listen to the naysayers. They step into it. And yes, some of them are very shady in the way they do it, but there is an honest entrepreneur out there. But the morals and ethics of this world are totally bankrupt. And that's what this fissuring is going to be. And we're going to fissure all the negativity of the world. And that's what life is about the negativity being done right now. But however, where is it that you stumble? We stumble first thing in the morning, most of us, because we stumble first thing in the morning because we're looking at yesterday instead of the present moment. We're still trying to live inside something that we don't want to be in. You know, working for a living is an honest way to make a living. But however, how do you use all your ingenuity, creative wit to make other people money and then go home wishing with a woulda, shoulda, coulda, wisha attitude? Well, I could have done this. I should have done this. And maybe this would happen. That's what the fissuring of life is about right now. It's about us fissuring everything in our life that doesn't work. It's how can I wake up every morning to expand my life, to expand the universe? When you're looking for the opportunity, life becomes a game of opportunity. And when you're looking for the negativity in the world, your life is overflowing with pessimism and cynicism. And the thing is everybody's trying to avoid their daily life, looking for another way to make a living and blaming somebody else for their shortcomings. And that's where we're at right now. It's time for people. A recession is energizing of wisdom and entrepreneurial enterprising energies. And right now, the world is really, really ready for some crisp, new innovation. And the things that are going to take us out of this recession aren't even on the drawing board yet, because we're still trying to do it through the conventional way, and the world isn't open to conventional ways no more. It's actually open to new ways. And what is the new way within you? And how will you be open to listening to your visions of your dreams? A dream is a vision. And when you see the vision, your life, and it's how is this dream my way of life? Start asking opening questions and opening things out. We're too trying to be in the know rather than being in the unknown, unleashing that curious explorer within us to see the world as a fun place to be. And that's something I'm really, really expanding into, is the visions of life rather than the mundaneness of life, because life is a fun adventure when you engage in that fun adventure. Be Wisdom Publishing is the only self-publishing company out there where we're going to promote our authors here on this radio show, SOP. And this is my new intention of the world. I choose to get into television. And that's some way. I don't know how it's going to open up, and I don't even care. It's just a journey of expansion. And that's what I'm really looking for, is to expand into that. Because I love seeing people have the opportunity to express their wisdom and allow the people to make the money, to hear them. And when people hear you, 2% of the world is going to want, 2 to 5% of the world is going to engage in your product. It's however, or do you have the tenacity and the hard-headedness and the stubbornness to get to the 2%? Because the 2% will probably more than likely be at the end of your personal expansion, because God and the universe, they want to test you before they do anything. They're nothing but a licensed tester, I think. Because they want to test your resolve every day in every way. And I think they do it with a smile and in humor. So that's where you have to expand through life, is with humor. Because I understand in my journey, they put some challenges in there for me because I wouldn't listen. That is something I am learning to do better than ever, is listen. Listening opens out paradigms. Talking shuts down, opens out paradoxes, because you talk about the same stuff rather than listen and express the newness within yourself. Every day is like being born. It's a first date. It's a first date of the new opportunities that you experience. But how are you afraid to experience a first date every day? How are you afraid? How do you look at the day as a challenge and, oh my God, I'm going to do this and I got to meet this person? Life isn't about that. Life is about engaging the wit and the wittiness of other people when you meet them on the street. But we're too ingrained by a system. Well, if that person has dirty clothes, there's something wrong with it. Well, if that person has some challenges mentally or physically, there's something wrong. I don't want to engage. How are the people that are challenged in this life actually the teachers in a way for us to expand? And the first thing they do in school now with ADHD is give them Ritalin. How are we actually dumbing in down our kids in the school system with drugs rather than expand them and learn and open up to ADHD is actually a creative energy that we don't do. It's an enterprising energy that we don't allow to happen. I am starting to really think I have ADHD very bad. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's the greatest thing. Yes, it's got its challenges, but it's also the one that gives me the greatest vision. Because ADHD is actually adventurous, adventurers determined, harmoniously, dauntlessly living life. Because it really is a fearlessness. Because you're more open to innovation than you are to the challenges of the world. And ADHD doesn't mean you're bad. It just means your mind works fast. And that's what my mind does. And my mind has to be engaged in order for me to be happy. It's like when I work as an electrician, if I'm not running something or doing something where I have to think all day, I get bored. And when I'm bored, I'm not having fun. And I've learned that that's patience, but I love to be engaged. And when I choose to work as an electrician, I like the heat of the job. I like it when it has to get done and the pressure's on, because when the pressure's on, your craftsmanship abilities shine. And that's just what the world is looking for, is craftsmanship. As a craftsman on a ship across the ocean looking for a better way to experience life. And that's what this world is afraid of right now. I mean, this world has a downright fear of expansion, because we understand the corporate cloning of the world has us in a paradox of poverty. And however, the spiritual world has us in a enterprising energy of wealth, of lavish avalanches of affluent abundances. But however, what is abundance? Have you ever asked yourself how it feels to float on a lavish avalanche of affluent abundances or copious abundances? How would that feel to you? How would you experience that? And what would you do while you're surfboarding on an avalanche? Wouldn't that be a blast if you just a surfboard on top of an avalanche with an understanding that that's like life? Because when you quit moving and doing things, you go into the avalanche. That's kind of what pessimism is and the world is right now. It's wandering down into the pessimism rather than open out the leading and the guiding light we all encompass. That is something to think about and feel about, but not really think about. It's something to enterprise your utopian within you to expand through. Just think of yourself waterboards, snowboarding down on top of an avalanche. Look how fast that is. How is that like an innovation and a dream at the same time? That's quite unique, isn't it? That is something to really, really think about. And I want to give out my website. My website is www.cowboy-wisdom. And all my CDs, Money is My Friend, Letting Go, The Visions of a Cowboy, are at www.b-wisdom.com. And that's where you'll find B Wisdom Publishing. And I want to acknowledge Tom Ski at www.bfirstinc.com and his production company, All Tied Up Productions, on Facebook. Together, we got a plan to expand the world. Not a plan, we have an intention to expand the world into a higher paradigm of opulence. And that is what this is about. But on there, you'll find Money is My Friend. And that is a unique CD on how money is my friend that flows to me from all sources in the universe. We're so engaged in desiring to tell people that they have things wrong with them and that what you have to do rather than open out a vision. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching about is, opening out people's vision. Because once you get a vision of I can, I expand, and I enjoy life, your life opens up. How does that feel to enjoy and relish your journey? Be the surfboarder that floats on top of an avalanche. Look at how nimble and nifty you are when you're doing that. That is the way you are right now in your life. But however, how have you allowed other things to take us down? Because whatever you think you did is not true. Whatever you thought you did good is not true. You've really expanded through some things because of your omnipotence. And your omnipotent, omniscient genius is what you are. You're always expressing wisdom because you listen with vision to express your wisdom. How did that... There's the lady with the 90-second voice. She gets a little... She makes you awaken. That's a sharp voice. But anyway, where are you at in your life? How will you start really relishing your daily life to see the journey of spiritual enrichment, enterprising energies to live and receive a cascading cash flow? How would that feel to start every day with that? Every day I am receiving a cascading cash flow. And a cascading cash flow does not mean money all the time. It means you're in the flow of innovative, because money is in direct proportion to wisdom. If the wisdom you put forth is the wisdom you live. And I want to give out my website again. It's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And the intentions of Cowboy Wisdom Coaching, NLP Coaching, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio is to expand people to experience life through their innovation and their curiosity. Curious Explorer. And I want to thank you. I'll be here tomorrow night with Amy Wood. And may your day be as blessed as you are a blessing to me. I want to thank everybody in the chat room and on the phone lines. And we'll see you tomorrow night with Amy Woods. Good night, and thank all of you, and bless you with love. Good night.